An expression that we use a lot when we talk about the Holy Eucharist, okay? That's what's in the tabernacle right now. An expression that we use to apply to the Holy Eucharist a lot is real presence, okay? Now, what does that mean? What that means is that God is, his presence is really there. He is present to us. When we come in here, he is actually in the Eucharist, okay? When you receive the host, you are receiving Jesus, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you a little story about when I was in the seminary about the real presence. In 1995, Pope John Paul II came to the United States and went to Baltimore. That's a city up north. And he went to Baltimore to celebrate the Holy Mass, okay? So they had all of us seminarians pile into a bus, and they took us to Baltimore to help out at the Mass to distribute the Holy Eucharist during the Mass, okay? And then after that, then they bussed us over to the seminary in Baltimore, St. Mary's Seminary. The reason why is because the Holy Father was going to be flying in to the seminary grounds on Marine One, and he was going to disembark from the helicopter, and he was going to stand on the steps with all of the seminarians and have his picture taken. So we were really excited. We're going to have our picture taken with the Pope. Yay! So a Marine One lands on the main field right there in front of the seminary, and the Holy Father comes out of the helicopter, and he walks up to the stairs to meet the rector of the seminary. That's the guy in charge of the seminary. And he tells him, I want to go into the chapel and pray for a minute. Well, the Secret Service guys go crazy. They're like, oh, we didn't check the chapel, you know. So they get one of those dogs, you know, those little search dogs, the search and rescue dogs. And they have the dogs, and they had the dog and the handler, the person who was handling the dog, go into the chapel. And they go through every single pew to make sure that there wasn't anybody there. And then they went into this little tiny chapel that's off the main chapel to where the tabernacle is, the tabernacle. And the handler brings the dog in there, and the dog stops and indicates that there's somebody there. But there was nobody there except the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle. For some reason, this dog seemed to indicate that somebody was there. It's a neat story, and it's true. I mean, I was there. I was on the steps of the seminary, and when they came out with the dogs, I guess the rector must have told somebody. And you know, the word just spread. Ooh, the dog stopped in front of the tabernacle, you know? But it was a neat thing. It was an amazing thing that the presence of Christ can be felt, can be recognized. And it's such a great gift that we get to experience that regularly, a lot. We can come here to church. It's because it's open the whole day. We can come here to church almost any hour and just pray and talk to Jesus and just pour out our hearts. We can tell him our troubles, our struggles, the things that we're worried about, you know. We can do a prayer of thanksgiving to him, thanking him for the blessings that he's given us, you know. Thanking him for our families, for our friends, thanking him for our church, you know. But the point is we can actually do that. We can come here. And we can experience his true presence. And so when you think about today, the reason why we have this beautiful feast of the sacred body and blood of Jesus, we have this to remind us of the great gift that we have in the most blessed sacrament. And it's a great gift that we ought to treasure always. Okay?